Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your PICS Now update. The long-awaited Mueller report is now public. Today, Attorney General William Barr released that redacted report into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The 400-page report was delivered to Congress on a CD-ROM nearly 2 hours after Barr laid out the findings.
The special counsel confirmed that the Russian government sponsored efforts to illegally interfere with the 2016 presidential election, but did not find that the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those efforts.
But on the issue of obstruction, the report noted if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. However, we are unable to reach that judgment. Meanwhile, Democrats want the full unredacted report and to hear from Mueller directly.
For the Mueller report outlines disturbing evidence that President Trump engaged in obstruction of justice and other misconduct.
Mueller's probe also spells out how several social media giants like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram became unwitting accomplices to Russian agents in the 2016 presidential election. The company's social media platforms, Mueller concluded, helped spread their pro-Trump message to tens of millions of users. In the aftermath of the scandal, tech analysts say the companies have developed tools to weed out the fake accounts.
Facebook created tools which will identify the owners of the pages and also how many times they changed the name and from where. And also they ban somebody to pay with certain currencies.
Tech analysts say the 2020 election will prove a test of the company's commitment to the reforms, which may in some instances slow their growth or cut into their profits. We are now learning what may have caused the massive Notre Dame fire. Investigators believe it may have been sparked by an electrical short circuit. The investigation is still ongoing, but officials do have limited access to that landmark to search the rubble because of safety concerns. The cathedral was undergoing renovations at the time of the massive fire. It broke out on Monday, burned for 12 hours. Donations have since been pouring in to help with the rebuilding costs. New details out of Milpitas, where a grandmother's been accused of murdering her 3-year-old grandson. Police have arrested 70-year-old Fus Abdi Hashi. Authorities found her grandson unresponsive on Monday. It's still unclear how he died. Hashi is being held at the Santa Clara County main jail. An Australian man accused of attempting to kidnap a toddler in San Francisco last week pleaded not guilty in court today. On Friday, near Noe and 17th Streets, witnesses say Roscoe Holyoke grabbed a 2-year-old boy while he was walking with his mom. The mother screamed, wrestled her son away. When Holyoke fled, Good Samaritans like Adam Walker stepped in.
Shortly after walking by her, that's when we kind of heard the struggle. We heard her in distress. Once I saw the man running away, just that fatherly instinct kicked in.
Holyoke's attorney says he was in the U.S. for business. He works as a DJ under the stage name DJ Roski. His attorney blames the incident on his client being, quote, disengaged with reality. If convicted, Holyoke could face up to 8 years in prison. He's due back in court May 10th. Some tense moments at a South Bay hospital. Today, a suspect with a pellet gun entered the emergency room at Good Samaritan Hospital in San Jose. Police say 9:21 this morning, that suspect came in demanding to be seen. 911 was called, but before officers arrived, one employee took action.
He just walked up. He just said, put your hands up. The suspect sat down on the gurney. He walked up to him, grabbed the gun, threw it, and then tackled him and took him to the ground.
Wow.
He was pretty brave.
That's not nurse training.
No, and I don't know what his role is, medical technician, x-ray technician, exact title. But yeah, no, this was his just, he's very humble about the whole thing and just did what he felt needed to be done.
Well, we did learn that employee is a military veteran. As for the suspect, he has been arrested and charged with brandishing a replica weapon. No shots were fired and nobody was hurt. A famed San Francisco show shutting its doors after a 45-year run. Beach Blanket Babylon has announced its curtain call. The wildly popular show has been stationed at Club Fugazi in North Beach for years. It was created by the late Steve Silver. His widow Jo took over production in 1995. Now she says, well, it's time to end the show on a high note. Cast members heard the news last night and say that it came as a shock. But you still have time to scoop up tickets before the final curtain call. Those last performances will be on New Year's Eve. A baby elephant seal drawing a crowd at San Francisco's Aquatic Park. Check it out. The little pup hauled itself out of the bay this afternoon, soaking up some sun on the popular San Francisco Bay Beach. Crowds were concerned about the seal without its mother, but, well, the experts say they're more worried about the people. They say seals often lie out on beaches and that you should just leave them be. We'll be back. Another update top of the hour. Watch or listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.